Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me again for the Overcoming Your Emotional Eating podcast. In today's episode, I talk about ways that you can energize your life from the physical to the psychological to the physiological aspects so that you can understand the three pillars that really enable us to feel and be ourselves in our energy. Take a listen.
Tonight, I wanted to talk about energized living, because it's not something that we talk about very often. And I know a lot on these calls, I talk about the emotional aspects of eating. And we will talk some tonight about emotionality and mentality. However, I know that if we don't have energy and we don't feel energy in our bodies and our lives, it's very easy and sometimes needed to find a coping mechanism. And one of the coping mechanisms that exists in this world is eating and or overeating. And so it's why it's so important to really get a sense of your energy balance, your energy check, so to speak, and how you live. Do you live in an energized state or do you not? We're all looking for energy, right? More pep in our step, more energy to do the things we want to do or to be who we want to be, more energy to live and survive and thrive. And there are three distinct ways you can recover from energy drain if, in fact, you have that, or if you want to get your energy levels even higher. Do we all know when and how to look at them all? I didn't. I thought I did. Many years ago, you know, as you know, I'm a clinical dietitian was my first training and then moved more into the therapeutic psychological realm and working more with eating disorders. But I always have had a good beat on the nutrition component because that's where my first training is. So whether it be taking a multivitamin, eating healthy diets, which kind of multivitamins are the best, how to get those in, what kind of supplements are beneficial, you know, those things for me were second nature. I also had the psychological aspect of things for myself. I've worked on myself for years and years and will continue to do that. I'm a constant learner and grower. But even for someone like myself, there's blind spots. And many years ago, I don't know how many now because the time period kind of eludes me, because during this time, I was raising two at that point, small children, and then had added a third to the mix. And for any of you that have parented, whether it be one or three or five children or watch somebody parent, you can recognize how energy draining it can be physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I knew that things were stretching for me. I didn't know how much or when or how often, but I kept picking myself back up mentally and physically. I was, you know, would go to supplements and work in that realm. But a few years prior, I started to feel this energy drain that I couldn't quite pick up on what it was from. And I went away for 4 days to actually my first Tony Robbins seminar. Some of you know I actually worked for Tony for a few years, but this was my first seminar ever, even before dipping my toe in the water of working for him. And I went to Unleash the Power Within, which was an amazing seminar. It is an amazing seminar. And during that 4-day experience, which I must tell you was really intense and really tiring physically, I felt a realm of emotional aspect that lifted my energy drain in all of this physical drain that was happening during that time period. Because what I recognized during that time as I got some time alone away, as I was working on myself and writing things down, I recognized that I actually had an internal belief that I didn't know. You see, as I was going through this process that Tony does, I realized that I had a belief that there was not enough time. I recognized how much during the day I told myself there wasn't enough time, wasn't enough time to do this. Now, granted, I was pressed. I worked in my private practice. I had three young children. I was homeschooling them at this point. And so there wasn't a lot of time, but certainly me telling myself that there was not enough time made things even worse for me. And I realized at that moment that that was my blind spot. And that was definitively draining me of my energy because I was saying it so much and so often. And so I went through a process to rephrase that and recognize then that there really are three aspects to energized living. One is physical, which I'll talk about in just a second. The second is mental. And the third is psychological. And I did distinguish those different for tonight's call because it's important to recognize their differences. When we look at the physical aspects of energy and energized living, I could go on and on for days. And a lot of what we have to recognize about the physical aspects of energy really do have to do with an individualized level of biochemistry, of hormone, of medication, of diagnoses, of genetics, of epigenetics. I mean, we could go on and on. For the purposes of tonight, I'm going to kind of graze over some things that I found in my years of working with people that have made a difference significantly and things that might be a little bit off the radar of what you might normally hear. But definitively, what we know, regardless of anything, is that balancing your diet throughout the day with small amounts of protein and fiber can really help to stabilize you physically, right? It helps to stabilize blood sugar levels. It helps to stabilize energy patterns. If, in fact, you consume a whole lot of simple carbohydrates and then nothing for hours, well, your blood sugar level bottoms out and you're going to wind up draining your energy. So one of the simple things you can do is just making sure you're getting some protein and some fiber in small increments throughout the day. But beyond that, beyond eating that kind of balance in that diet, one of the most interesting things I've found to be really helpful for people is getting adequate magnesium. Now, I know that sounds funny and a lot of people don't talk about magnesium, but what's so interesting is that magnesium is a mineral that's needed for more than 300 biochemical reactions in the body. So when levels are low, energy can drop. And I once read a study that said 97% of us are magnesium deficient, which is pretty intense. In a study done at the Department of Agriculture's Human Nutrition Research Center in Grand Forks, North Dakota, women with magnesium deficiencies had higher heart rates and required more oxygen to do physical tasks than they did after their magnesium levels were restored. In essence, their bodies were working harder, which over time can leave you feeling depleted with lack of energy. So magnesium is a mineral that can really help people get energy if you're deficient in that. It's just one of those nuances that I found because it wasn't anything that I really learned in school. We know to look at iron levels, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But nobody really talks about magnesium. Zinc is another one. And so those things are important to look at because they really help us boost our energy levels. Number two, as I mentioned before, really reducing your sugar intake and moderating your caffeine intake. That because what sugar does is it can increase that blood sugar level, and then if you don't have that protein in there, it will drop you back out. And moderating your caffeine intake. We are definitively a caffeinated society. let's face that, right? And caffeine can deplete you of other nutrients, absolutely. But caffeine in general, when we over-caffeinate, we dehydrate. And I'm going to talk about dehydration in just a second. But making sure that your caffeine levels are moderate. And no one really defines moderate. my best definition from what I have learned is at max 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day. Anything beyond and above that can be steering your body for a crash because it really depletes the hydration perspective of your body. When we look at physical energy, and I mentioned this earlier, looking at the iron levels can be important for anybody who, you know, is having issues with their iron. But taking a good overall multivitamin that's absorbable and has a B complex within it from whole foods can really help with energy levels. Now, I've studied vitamins because I'm most interested in what's absorbed. You see, we could all pop a pill here and there, and if it's not absorbed, we're not going to get anything in our body. It's not going to change our energy levels or help with whatever it's supposed to. So I've really, in the last 10 years, dived into the efficacy of vitamins. It's intrigued me because, one, we have thousands of different brands on the market. And two, I've talked to many clients who say that their thousands of brands don't change a thing for them. And so it's always intrigued me. And having a good multivitamin that's easily absorbable, I love liquid vitamins on any level because that truly is what our body can break down. Our body wasn't necessarily meant to break down pills. Now, when it comes to pharmaceutical grade pills or pills that are processed in a bioabsorbable way, because there are specific ways that they need to do that in the lab, much easier to break down. But for the majority of off-brand and brand vitamins that are in pill format that are $5 to $10, we are not going to have the ability to break those down. So make sure if you're getting a multivitamin, you're getting one that's absorbable, based from whole foods, and is liquid if you can. And finally, one of the last ways you can increase your physical energy is by moving. Newton's first law, an object in motion stays in motion. And so when we move our body regularly, we create more body movement and more energy, right? We know this to be true, and it doesn't always have to be a run or a hardcore exercise class. It really can just be movement, just how you're moving, and moving every day, whether it be gardening, cutting the grass, raking the leaves, dancing in your living room. An object in motion stays in motion. And remember that when it comes to your physical, mental, and psychological energy. Because when we think about mental energy, as I mentioned my story earlier about UPW and what I uncovered within myself during that time period, that belief that I had about not having enough time was draining me. For all the purposes of this call, the reality is that mental peace was really making me feel stressed out, strung out, and like I couldn't get enough done. For the purposes of this call, mental would be the things that we say to ourselves inside our mind, which is a little bit different than psychological, and that's more about the emotional feeling that we have. Again, so you can just get the distinction for tonight's call, because I do believe there's a differentiation between those, particularly when we come to talking about energy. So those things that we say in our mind, the beliefs, the thought patterns that return over and over again. What do you say to yourself all day long? I mean, I've worked with clients for years, and I've heard people say some pretty not nice things to themselves. I've heard, I'm fat more than I can tell you, realistically. So many people tell themselves that over and over again. Or I am tired, or I am not pretty enough, or I am not good enough, or I can't do this, or I am a failure. When we're speaking those things over and over and over again. We are draining ourselves of our energy because we're wasting it in the negative realm. I recently listened to a podcast with Joel Osteen. He was actually on with Oprah Winfrey, and they were talking about I ams. So Joel Osteen, pastor, knows about I ams and the power of I am. And when we speak those I ams to ourselves, whatever comes after that I am will be true. So recognize that. In what I witnessed, in what they were talking about on this podcast, Oprah was actually talking to Joel about how she learned about the I ams from him and how she recognized one day she kept saying to herself over and over and over again, I am so tired. I am so tired. And in that, she realized that saying that over and over again is not going to stop you from being tired, right? It's only going to make it worse. And there's what things that you can do to help you combat those I ams. First, declutter your mind. Figure out what you're saying to yourself and get it out of your head. Then and only then can you reconfigure that. In that podcast, Joel was talking to Oprah about, she recognized she was saying, I'm so tired. And what she did then with that is she tried to rephrase it. So with a belief like, I'm so tired, you can't say, oh, I'm full of energy, because it's the total converse. And if you don't feel energized, you're just going to push it off because it's a lie. What she wound up rephrasing it to is, I'm waiting for my second wind. I'm waiting for my second wind. And so in that, she figured out, she decluttered her mind, figured out what was going on up there, and then reconfigured that. Using visualization in the reframe can really help you too. So what does it look like to have energy? How would you look? How would you act? What would your life be like with energy? Why this is so important is I've worked with so many clients for so many years that don't have energy to put towards themselves. And in that, in this energy drain and the emotionality that can come from this mentality, you wind up turning to food. And our role here on these calls is to help you not turn to food to cope, but turn to yourself. Number three, try something new. I know that sounds strange, but when you're in a mental drain pattern, try something new. If you stick too closely to the same routine, your brain can go into autopilot. You can become unstimulated and don't have to think as much. Mental stimulation can really help with energy. So if there's something you haven't tried before, whatever that might be, if it's tap dancing, blind dancing, trimming the bushes, making a floral arrangement, any kind of mental stimulation can help boost our energy levels just from an external perspective. So think about that, because all of those things, mental and physical, often does lead to emotional, if untended to. Emotions like anger, depression, sadness, and loneliness can all take away our energy. They drain us. Recognizing and being aware of this is imperative to helping you break those emotional ties that bind you and bind up your energy. What emotions reside in your everyday life over and over? I like to look at it as, where do you live? Do you live in stress? Do you live in anger? Do you live in depression, sadness, or loneliness? What emotions do you live in? Where do you reside? And what's that doing to your energy patterns? Find out where you live and figure out why. Is it a habit? Does it need to change, or do you need to express it? Is it something that you've just lived in, like an old coat or pair of pajamas for the last 10 years? Or is it something that really needs to shift? Is it time for that to change and get out of your life? And what do you need to do that so you can be free and light? Is it a people problem? Are there people in your life that drain you? This is an area that many people don't love to look at. Do you need to change those things, those people? Do you need to tell them how you feel? Or do you need to change the way you react to them? There are definitively people in everybody's lives that bring them down. And recognizing how you respond to that and who they are is imperative for you to fly in the way that you want to. And finally, find your passion. When we look at the emotional aspect or the emotional energy drain, the converse to that is passion, energy. What do you love to do? And how can you start to bring that into your everyday life again, or maybe in a new fashion? Find your passion. That's one of the things that's given me energy my whole life, is once I recognized, once I got to this place that I found this love for what I do, I can't tell you how much energy I have when I'm getting ready for the calls, when I'm working with somebody one-on-one, when I'm creating an infrastructure to a new education module. I have so much passion for what I do and what I learn and that I can pass on. It gives me energy on a daily basis. So figure out what your passion is, find it, tap into it. Don't let the energy drain from your soul. Your life was meant to be lived with vibrance and vigor. And falling short of that shortchanges the world of your beauty and your brilliance. Living your life full and having the energy to do so is essential to the stars shine brighter in the sky from your brilliance.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.